Rugby League on Radio Yorkshire.
Salas tries to pinch up from the half. Is he over? Scully thinks he is. Referee's going to have a minute. He's the nearest man. Who's he going to talk to?
It's a try. It's a, the Dingle touches once in that. This is the try.
He's given it. We've been playing just over 5 minutes. The first try's on the board. Cass with the good start. 6 minutes on the clock, actually. And the try is given. Gale gets the ball to Dawn. Dawn to Denny Solomona, who's down the touchline, scores the try. The ball, the old bounce pass, Scully, often beats defenders, and that's exactly what happened there. It wasn't the best execution by Castleford, but the result is the same. Denny Solomona scores in the corner. Good play by Cass, and they're back in the game. Gale goes wide to Jewett. Jewett linking with Roberts. Roberts at the line, throws one dummy. Still going, Roberts. Great try, Roberts. Brilliant try from the stand-off half. Took on the line, stood on his feet, pushed away a couple of defenders, and he had the strength to get over. Wakefield's defence can't stand it, and Castleford are in for the second try of the game. It's Castleford 10, Wakefield 6. Milner at dummy half, options both sides. He comes to his left into Luke Gill. Luke Gill with the pass. Out to Luke Dawn, and Dawn just ghosts on the outside of his man, and it's been coming. We said it was vitally important. If you're a Wakefield fan, they stopped Cass from scoring. They couldn't do that just on the back of Wakefield mistakes. Luke Gale looking with Luke Dawn, and Dawn just ghosts round his outside of his man and plonks the ball down. Castleford 16, Wakefield 6. There is the half-time hoot. So it's been a decent first half, some good rugby from both sides, 18 points to 6, and I think that's about fair scoring.
It is very fair, and I say it has been a very entertaining game of rugby league, and I say Casper Tigers going 18-6, but the main difference between the two sides is that Wakefield, indisciplined at times, and invited Casper back into their own half, into their own 22, and as I've mentioned previously in commentary, quite clearly, you invite a quality team into your own 22, and what they've got with halfbacks in Luke Gale and Roberts, and also to a fullback Luke Dawn, you're going to come. 4 pointers. Been a good game of play, but Casper Tigers deservedly lead it 18-6.
Cast numbers on the left hand side. Dawn straight through into the middle. Oliver Holmes. Means going reminiscing about the good old days, but that super play from Cass. A two man link, and Luke Dawn, who's been influential in this game so far, and he just ghosted through on that left hand side. Gill gets the pass back to Milner. Milner steps, pirouettes and scores. They should have scored two plays earlier. Doesn't matter, Scully, because they do. The break initially was brilliant from Monaghan. Two plays later and Milner scores under the post. Brilliant play from Cass. Classy Cass of old, and they extend that lead. It's Cass 28, Wakefield 6. Little short pass to Webster. Numbers on that far side. It's into the hands of Solomona. One-on-one.
Oi.
Has he got the ball over the line?
I think he has. It's a great dive.
That is one thing for sure. If it was on TV, they'd be going to the big screen.
It's a try, this.
Yeah, it is a try. Second of the game for Denny Solomona. Miller gets the ball away. It's going to go to Kermon. There goes the hooter. Game's still going on. Kermon will take the tackle. Oliver Holmes, who must have made 50 of those today, is the man who does it. 40 points to 6, Scully. Disappointing for Wakefield, but Cass have been good today.
Yeah, they've been excellent. And to say, as we mentioned in commentary, Craig, there wasn't too much between the two sides for 20, 25 minutes. But Wakefield, the lack of discipline, inviting Casper Tigers back into their own 22. And the quality of what the Cass Tigers have got, certainly the halfbacks and the guys who are on the win there, they will punish you. And I say, with a scoreline of 40 points to 6, they're doing exactly that.